He's in a room in Corbett Hall, and Susanna's with him, and he won't shut up, but he's dying. No, denied the second voice, the one that used to assure him feebly that there were no such things as monsters. No, that can't be. Eddie's Eddie. And besides, he's Cotette. He might die when we reach the Dark Tower. We might all die when we get there, but not now, not here. That's crazy. Eddie's dying, replied the first voice. It was implacable. He's got a hole in his head almost big enough to stick your fist in, and he's dying. To this, the second voice could offer only more denials, each weaker than the last. Not even the knowledge that they had likely saved the beam. Shimi certainly seemed to think they had. He'd crisscrossed the weirdly silent campus of the Divartoi, shouting the news, "Beam says all may be well, Beam says thank you," at the top of his lungs. Could make Jake feel better. The loss of Eddie was too great a price to pay even for such an outcome. And the breaking of the Tet was an even greater price. Every time Jake thought of it, he felt sick to his stomach and sent up inarticulate prayers to God, to Gan, to the man Jesus, to any or all of them to do a miracle and save Eddie's life. He even prayed to the writer. "Save my friend's life and we'll save yours," he prayed to Stephen King, a man he had never seen. "Save Eddie and we won't let that van hit you, I swear it." Then again he'd think of Susanna screaming Eddie's name, of trying to turn him over, and Roland wrapping his arms around her and saying, "You mustn't do that, Susanna, you mustn't disturb him," and how she'd fought him, her face crazy, her face changing as different personalities seemed to inhabit it for a moment or two and then flee. "I have to help him," she'd sob in the Susanna voice Jake knew, and then, in another harsher voice, she'd shout, "Let me go, Muffa. Let me do my voodoo on him. Make my home gone. He gone get up and walk. You see. Show." And Roland holding her through all of it, holding her and rocking her while Eddie lay in the street, but not dead.